You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, and this is PMC Live. It's our monthly show. We're talking with people from Petersburg Medical Center each month to find out what's going on there, new programs, initiatives, and things happening, news to report. And I'm joined in the studio today by a couple of people from, I think, physical therapy and occupational speech therapy, right? Who do we have here? If you'd introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, my name is Bailey Kopernik, and I'm the speech-language pathologist here at the Petersburg Medical Center. And then I also brought with...
Hi, I'm Sarah McWaters. I'm a physical therapy student. So I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm here for 3 months in Petersburg.
Well, welcome to town, and welcome on the radio, too. So, Bailey, let's start with you. Speech pathology and therapy. What is that exactly? What goes on? Who's a typical patient for you?
So typical patients that I see are adults and kids, and I work with patients on anything from swallowing to cognition to articulation, language, voice. It's all covered underneath my scope of practice.
Okay. Is this a relatively new service? It's been going on for a couple of years, or...?
I am the first permanent position here, so it's been going on for about 2 years now. We've had a permanent speech-language pathologist.
Okay. Are you pretty busy?
Yeah, staying busy. I continue to try and start new programs like the flexible endoscopic evaluation of swallowing. I started that here because we did not have access to an objective study easily for our patients. So what that means is I stick cameras up people's noses if they have swallowing issues. And
okay, what is that used for, though? Or what, so why is that prescribed?
I'm looking to see if people have dysphagia, which is a swallowing disorder where things aren't going down your esophagus, but some things like liquid and food might end up into your lungs and might cause aspiration pneumonia, which is deadly. So in order to prevent that, I want to get in there to at least see what's going on so I can properly diagnose and treat these patients so they don't end up having to deal with aspiration pneumonia.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't sound like a fun condition, but it sounds like a tough test too.
No, yeah, but it's really great and it's very needed. Before we had to at least fly out patients or boat patients out in order to get a study like that done, either a modified barium swallow study or a FEES study, and now we have access to it here, so that's really exciting.
Great. And you also do something called adult day services, I think.
Yeah, so what Petersburg Medical Center would like to know is if the community is interested in having an adult day services program, otherwise known as adult daycare. So I want to try and start a program if I see enough interest. So if you have a loved one that would benefit from these services, I would really like you to fill out a questionnaire located on the Petersburg Medical Center website, pmcak.org. It's located on the homepage above the caregiver burnout information. And once you fill out the form, please email it to Kelsey Lamb. Her email is located right next to that questionnaire. And we also would like to make it a talking point possibly at one of our upcoming community cafes at the hospital. So just let us know if adult day services is something our community is interested in so we can pull forward with that.
Okay. Who's a normal user of adult day services? Is that older people or people with disabilities or?
Yeah. So anyone who usually we're looking for older patients above the age of 65, but if they have other needs and they're younger, they would potentially qualify for it too. We would have to make objectives and standards, and with a questionnaire, I'd be able to build that into our service and our program and make it, I don't know, tailored to us. So please let us know.
Okay, great. And we're also joined in the studio by Phil Hofstetter, CEO of the Medical Center. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got started a little bit early because Bailey's got to skip out early, too. So jump in here on the conversation. Yeah. Are we missing things that are important about pathology here?
Sure. One of the things that Bailey certainly feels is something that she wants to take on with the adult daycare, but it's also a sort of a gap in service. When we look at home health, for example, one of our wonderful programs that we have at PMC, and then we look at long-term care, there's folks that don't quite fit or meet the need of home health, and they don't quite fit into the long-term care. And so we're trying to assess if that's a need in the community, and is there something that we can potentially do about it. So we've actually heard about this in one of the community cafes from the community as a needed service. And then with Bailey's interest in that, she wants to sort of get more of a formal assessment, and then, it's something we can talk about at a future cafe, just like she was mentioning.
Okay. All right. Great. Sarah, you want to chime in? What's going on in the physical therapy department?
So the physical therapy department here is really awesome because I get to see patients from birth all the way up until their 90s, which if you're in a more populated area, big city, you're more specific to a certain population. So it's super interesting to get to work with all the different age groups and all the different types of injuries, anything from a sprained ankle to someone who had a stroke a few years ago and they just need to build up their conditioning so then they're able to participate in community activities.
Okay. And they're keeping you pretty busy?
They are keeping me pretty busy.
They're letting you out at all to enjoy the beautiful weather of Petersburg?
I have enjoyed the beautiful weather. I've gotten on the water. I've gotten out the road, done some hikes. I was here for Mayfest, so that was super awesome to just see the community come together and really celebrate their history. And it's also awesome working with patients because they get to tell you a little bit about their experiences in their community and how the different culture here is. And I've never even been to the West Coast before.
Oh, wow.
I got okay. here. Yeah.
Okay. How did you find this opportunity?
So Brady Axemaker, who's the PT, one of the PTs at Petersburg Medical Center, she actually went to the same college that I'm going to. So I go to Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. So our school has a relationship with her since she went to that university. So they offered this place as a place to do your clinical, and I was like, why not go to Alaska for 3 months? Who wouldn't want to experience that?
Sounds good. And then you have long-term plans
kind of in the works. So when I'm done here, I have to go back home, study for my boards, pass my boards on the first try, and then I have to get a full-time job and enter the workforce.
Okay. I'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
All right. Bailey, what else do you want to highlight while you're here before you have to go?
Well, I started here about 2 years ago now, and I'm really excited with how far the speech-language pathology area in our hospital has come through. And we've implemented it. Brain games and programs and to long-term care setting and incorporated long-term care really into the rehab community for speech and language, which is really exciting. And everything has become really consistent, but sadly I am going to be leaving pretty soon. My husband and I are expecting, which is very exciting.
Congratulations.
But I want to make sure that this also continues into the next part of the speech profession, whoever that.
So Phil, are they filling the job? Or?
Yeah. So what's nice is we've been posting for the position since we knew Bailey was leaving, and she's done such a wonderful job building some of these programs. Obviously we want to have that continuity in building out and expanding some of those services. So we're in the active process of interviewing, and, Bailey's still, we're trying hard not to let her go so quickly. We're still trying to keep her in the loop on things and help with some of those processes as a new person comes on board. So we make sure that we maintain that quality and that they're the right fit for the organization and the community. So she thinks she can just leave. So
when do you leave Bailey, and where are you headed next?
So July 31st is technically supposed to be my last day. but I'm going to potentially be connected with the hospital a little longer than that if need be. And I want to make sure that everything is set to go. So before I leave, I'm going to make sure that I finish up my program, to finish training up all of the nursing staff and kitchen staff about the International Dysphagia Diet Swallowing Initiative, and try and make sure that I at least have a model set up for the adult day services, if that's something that the community is really interested in and we have enough interest in that. And I'm going to make sure that everything still stays intact for our fees program, because that took a while to set up.
Okay, so you have a full plate before you get out of here, too.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, great. Well, we should take a quick break, let you sneak out of here, and we'll continue on with the show in just a moment.
All right.
And we're back with PMC Live. We just had Bailey updating us on speech pathology. She had to sneak out to get to a patient, but we're continuing on with the show, and PMC CEO Phil Hofstetter here in the station. So, Phil, what's some other news from the medical center? What are the latest updates?
Yeah, so I think we have, actually the timing is great, because we have our employee forum, which we do quarterly today, and I was able to provide some snippets or snapshots of things that are going on. One of the I think one of the main things that has occurred recently is the master planning for the facility, or potentially new facility. And I know that's something that the community is certainly interested in, and we did discuss it at the board meeting. And just to give a high-level overview, we were able to receive some funding from the Denali Commission to help with master planning. And it's really, a name that says, what are we wanting? What are we going to do next? We have an aging facility. There's been some talk about renovation. There's been some talk about, at some point we have to do something, because we're at the end of life of facility. And, whether that's next year or in a few years, we have to come up with a plan to figure out what those next steps are. And, and a master plan, quote unquote, is sort of the next phase into what we can do, an idea of what work has been done in the past, bringing that all together, and then we were able to use those funds to put an RFP out, request for proposal for firms to do the master planning, and we were able to select a firm, and that was a good fit. They also were the same firm that worked down in Ketchikan. Their NAC is the name of the firm, and they've done a really great job with that. They connected with us as staff, and I feel like they can bring a high quality information. They seem like they really grasp the needs of the community and the facility to figure out what the next steps are.
How long is that process, and do they complete a final report or master plan itself? Or?
Yeah, so the concepts that were built into the proposal were inundation, which is a fancy word for, what is that tsunami line? What is there? It's a scientific, engaging somebody in the scientific world that's able to do a deep dive into that inundation study. And
meaning, is the building even in the right place?
Yeah, so there's a tsunami line that's allocated, and as I couldn't figure out where that designation came from. It's been hard to really to track if that's a significant concern or not. And the way it affects PMC is if we are in a designated zone and we do something new or renovation, you know, are we allowed to build in that tsunami line? We certainly want to have a facility where people can go to instead of a place where people have to evacuate. And so those are things an inundation study can help answer that question. The other part is a debt analysis and a market analysis and a financial analysis. And those are really deep dives into the demographic of the community. The market lines are basically a service lines and the need in the community. And some of that stuff has been done in the past, but this is much, much higher in depth. And specifically, if we can support you know, those things in the new facility, and what is our financial capacity to be able to even afford something like that? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to ask the community to support this in from financial standpoint. We want to be able to do something where we can actually replace a building or renovate a building or do something with the building that doesn't cost the taxpayer. I mean, that's really the end goal, in my opinion, for moving a project forward.
Okay. And so timeline, is it a couple of years?
No, the master planning is actually, the Denali Commission, it's pretty aggressive. We can do 6 to 7 months, I think, before we have a document in our hands. And really that's one step that with that document, then we can go to the community and really get community engaged in the next steps of the process, because, you know, we are a community hospital. We want to hear from the community. I know there's a lot of strong opinions one way or the other, and we want to be able to take that information and use it towards where we can steer the next steps.
Okay. Speaking of community engagement, I know you've been doing a series of community cafes. The latest, I think, was a month or two ago. Do you have more coming up? You done for a while?
No, I'm every 2 months I'm trying to do it. So okay. July would fit that profile. And Kelsey, I'm looking at Kelsey because she helps coordinate all those. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep consistency in those conversations going. We certainly want to get more community involved in those conversations as we focus on topics and discuss things such as master planning, such as adult daycare, such as long-term care, things like that that we hope to discuss in the future.
Okay. All right. Well, what else is going on at the hospital? Renovations, the elevator stuff is done. Anything else happening there?
Yeah, we had to upgrade the elevator. Gosh, it's one of those things that, you know, when you talk about new facility, the next question is, why do you have to spend money on this aging facility? And it burns me as well. But we have codes and regulations that we have to maintain and abide by. We have something called USP 800. It's a pharmacy regulation requires safety in the way you mix hazardous chemicals such as chemotherapy, and that is a project that we have to do and be in compliance by December 1st of this year.
Okay, so that's happening.
Very soon. Yeah, we have a report, a document that has designed for that, and next step is we have to put out for bid construction for that. We hope that it's not, we don't think it's going to take very long. We will certainly keep the public informed on that. We're anticipating sometime probably in September or so for that to start.
And will there be any interruption in any services while that's going on? Or?
No, we're hoping that there, you know, part of the RFP was that it would be minimal or no interruption in services.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right, and other updates?
Yeah, I got one thing, and I'm looking at Kelsey because she should really do this update, but we have the paddle battle.
Kelsey, come on, get on the mic.
Yes,
over here.
Come on. You put come that phone over. Down. She's trying
Kelsey
to...
Kelsey Lamb of
All
the
right.
Medical
Hi,
Center.
Hi, Kelsey Lamb. So we have planned our paddle battle for July 27th. We have some exciting things coming, and I can't spill too much because it's still a work in progress, but there will be some prizes and a raffle. So be on the lookout for that. We are in need of safety boats and some volunteers just at the event itself. So
July 27th.
Yep.
And have you identified what this will raise money for?
It is battling for better education. So we are continuing on with furthering education and helping our employees.
Okay. All right. And can you sign up already or anything like that? Or where is that online?
Soon.
Soon. Okay.
Not quite.
All
soon.
Right. But get out there and practice your paddling.
Yes.
It'll be the same course Long course from Papke's Landing and shorter courses?
From Scow Bay and then South Harbor.
Okay. All right.
And once I have everything online, it will have times and when you can sign up.
Very cool. I think this is fifth or sixth year? Sixth year. Wow. All right. Cool. All right. Thanks for the update. Well, Sarah, are you going to get out in the kayak and do that?
I will actually be out of town when that happens. I'm leaving at the end of this month.
Oh, okay.
I wish I would still be here, but it sounds like a good event.
Yep, very cool. Anything more from your standpoint or from physical therapy you want to highlight?
It's just really nice being in the community, and it's awesome like how everyone's talking about the cafes and everything, that you really hear what the community wants. And what's awesome about the physical therapy department here is we get to treat the patient through the different continuing of care. So if they're in the hospital and then they have to go to rehab, which is still in the same facility, and then they go and they're home, we can still treat them at the home. And then when they come into outpatients, we still treat them, where if you were in a big city, you would have a different physical therapist in each of those different locations. So it's just really nice that you really get to know your patients and see how they progress, and that you can just keep it consistent for the patient and for the therapist.
Okay, very cool. And Phil, anything more from your standpoint? You'll probably be paddling in July, although that's a short distance for you.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Southeast. I love kayaking, so I definitely will be out there for the paddle battle. Yeah.
Okay. Any other updates from the medical center at this point?
We are starting a wellness program. I wanted to just highlight that. That's something in for our staff. A third party. It's not internally, but basically, we would like to have staff. We're encouraging not just our patients to be healthy, but our staff to be healthy. We want to make sure we have opportunities to for staff to provide wellness, and to do that, we're working with a group that's through our insurance company to help reduce premiums and enroll in the program for employees, to have the opportunity to roll in the program for employees, and that will provide things such as they'll come on site and they'll do a kind of a sort of a wellness exam and being able to monitor employees, but not through the hospital, but through this program. And the benefit is really to focus on health and wellness in our employees. And it's also to reduce the premiums for insurance as well. So you enroll in the program and you can help reduce some of those costs.
Okay. So that'll be starting up soon?
Yep. July 1st.
Okay. Yep. Very cool. All right. Well, if we've covered everything at the moment, one thing to mention, next month's show will be a day early because first Thursday of the month falls on July 4th. Mm-hmm. We'll be down on the Main Street doing kids games at that day. So we'll shoot for doing our next PMC Live Wednesday, July 3rd. And we'll be hearing from more of the Medical Center staff. Thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.